Hello again, my lovely spinners, and welcome to my podcast, Spinning a Yarn at the Spinning Barn, where I hope to inspire your love of hand spinning and all things woolly. This is episode 2. It's woolen versus worsted fibre preparation and spinning techniques. So, what can I tell you about life at the Spinning Barn since our last podcast? Well, I'm thrilled to tell you that I've reopened for business at the start of September with reduced numbers and following COVID restriction guidelines, obviously. And I can't tell you how happy I am to be back doing what I love best. There's nothing better than supporting someone to learn to spin and to see the moment when the penny drops. It's just wonderful. So thank you to all of those of you who have already attended a workshop and to those who have booked for future dates. I'm really excited and looking forward to meeting you all. The diary is getting full, but all in the hope that another lockdown doesn't happen anytime soon. And I don't know what the weather's been like wherever you are in the world, but here in Norfolk, we've had gloriously sunny days recently, and we were then plunged into the depths of autumnal storms for a couple of days. And that came as a bit of a shock to my system and to my little fluffy sheep. They've not been impressed by the sudden change to the season and would never guess that, as North Ronaldsey sheep are native to one of the most inhospitable parts of the UK, I think they're just playing games with me, so that I keep them stocked up with nice, warm, cosy bedding, which they promptly eat. I know, what can we do? They do make me laugh though. Anyway, let's chat about wool preparation. I had lots of feedback from you following my first episode, requesting an explanation about the differences between worsted and woolen techniques of preparation and spinning. Now, I don't know about you, but I spent a good couple of years just happily spinning along, just enjoying my new hobby and indulging in some gorgeous wools, without really knowing that there was any other ways of doing things. Then these two mysterious terminologies kept popping up and my interest was sparked to find out more. And that's me all over, really. I just find something new and I dive in feet first and then read and read and read all about the subject, which inevitably leads on to other things. And so it goes. But there is just so much to learn about hand spinning, which is what I find keeps my interest, actually. And it offers yet more dimensions to my favourite craft. There's always something new to learn, and I find that really exciting. So deciding which method to use in the first place does require a good understanding of both methods and the properties of a whole range of fleeces, really, from our vast array of sheep breeds. Now, I don't expect anyone to know about these, so I do recommend you obtaining a copy of a little book called The Field Guide to Fleece by Deborah Robson and Carol Icarius. It details everything you'll need to know to inform your decision. So one may start with a project in mind, which requires a particular type of yarn, which in turn requires a particular type of fibre, to be prepared and spun in a specific way to achieve that yarn. Or you may just fall in love with the most adorable fleece from your favourite little sheep and then have to decide what to do with it, other than admire it, as I often do, and store them for years. So let's start with the woolen method of hand spinning, which, if I'm honest, is my absolute favourite way to spin. And that's probably because it's just the perfect way to prepare and spin my beloved North Ronaldsey wool. North Ronaldsey is actually a double coated fleece, so I should, in theory, remove the longer layers, sort of the outer coat, and spin that in a worsted method and retain the short undercoat to be prepared as a woolen method. But generally the fleeces are quite short anyway, the staple's quite short, so unless it is particularly long, I just do the whole thing together, but that's another episode, isn't it? So the whole point of this method, the woolen method, is that it produces a bouncy, lofty, insulating type of yarn which you just want to squish. It's perfect for winter woolies, although it doesn't take abrasion well and can result in pilling if you don't take great care of it. This is because the yarn requires a little twist when you spin it to maintain the structure and integrity of the yarn. The fibres tend to just hold themselves in place almost. And these yarns can be used either as singles or plied, depending on your project requirements, really, and your preferences. So let's think about the wool that is used for this method. Ideally, we should choose a wool that has a staple length of less than 4 inches, which fits comfortably onto the standard width of standard hand carders. it should already feel lofty and just look like you want to squish it already. It should also have like a fair degree of crimp, and the crimp being that little zigzag along the length of the staple, a bit like when we used to crimp our hair back in the day. And this crimp indicates a soft, fine wool, but it also creates little pockets of air, which is a quality needed to create an airy yarn. And my philosophy is, why try to change the properties of wool? It will do what it wants to, more or less. So we should be embracing it and using the wools for appropriate projects. You know, use what it already has. You'll get a much better result, in my opinion. So I suggest that when you're carding, you load your card up with just enough fibre to cover the teeth with the butt end, that's the cut end, closest to the handle end, and the tips at the open end of the card are so sort of, you know, going towards the outside of your leg, your right leg. And this method allows you to just sort of stroke the tips with the carder to open up the tips and allow any debris which may be remaining there, even if you've washed it or not washed it, because the tips get quite tight and do hold on to little bits. So those little bits will drop out before you start carding the full amount, and potentially you could incorporate vegetable matter, etc., into the rest of your wool, which would just spoil it really. So just a little movement at the end, just open up those tips and then move up and just stroke the wool all the way along the full width of the carder. The wool is then rolled into Rolex, which are like little fluffy sausage shapes of wool really, all ready to spin. Now, if you're unsure about the process of hand carding, you can find a short video on the whole process on my website, so do pop over there and have a quick look at that. I hope that is helpful. But as always, if you've got any questions, you know, do get in touch and let me know and I'll be happy to help you. The Rolex are then spun using a long draw method. So the fibres are drafted from sort of diagonally from the ends of the Rolex, and it comes forward in a sort of a V shape, as if it's being funneled towards the twist rather than just being pulled from the end of a straight staple. So there's far less likelihood of the yarn breaking. And the feel is just incredible. You know, I always say that spinning is about how it feels, and this is gorgeous. It's a bit like stretching chewing gum, although I don't think I ever thought of that being incredible in my youth. So by stretching the fibres in this way, without touching the length of yarn that's created, you maintain the air rather than squashing it out by overhandling it. So again, we're holding on to one of those properties. And as I said earlier, you only need to introduce sufficient twist to create a secure yarn, which you may choose to either ply or not. But I promise that whatever you choose to do with it, you will fall in love with this style of hand spinning. So moving on to the worsted method, and this couldn't be more opposite if it tried really. So worsted yarns are straight and strong and well suited to items which require more wear and tear really. It tends to have a bit more drape too, so it's really well suited to outer garments. It'd be great for your cardi in the winter. And the choice of wools for this method would be wools that are longer than 4 inches, which we then comb rather than card using wool combs. Now, be warned, with their long tines, these tools can be very dangerous. Ask me how I know. Always pass the tines through the wool away from your body, and please don't use them if there's children or pets in the vicinity. There, I feel better now I've told you that. Okay. So combing creates a long roving of wool where the fibres are aligned and are generally spun using a short forward draw method. So this requires you to almost smooth the fibres as you spin, which deliberately expels the air, compacting the fibres and almost creating like a firmer, stronger yarn. And again, the decision is yours as to whether you keep it as a singles or to ply, and that decision is based on so many factors, which I won't go into today. So I hope this brief explanation has helped you to understand the differences between these two completely different methods of spinning and has inspired you to try something new, whether that's a new technique, a new wool, or just a different method with your favourite wool that you may have already. But either way, I believe that by being armed with just a little bit of knowledge, which often is the dangerous thing, but I don't think so in the world of wool really, it can ignite another area of interest and keep you motivated to spin. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? You know, our spinning is something that gives us great comfort, great relaxation, great excitement. So just get out there and explore. So I'm looking forward to our next podcast. You can hear that pinging away there. That's another notification of something interesting. Let me know what you'd like to hear about. I've got lots of ideas for our next podcast. And again, I should try and get this to you by this time next month. So as always, do let me know how you get on. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. And bye for now.